Angel, I put it all on the line last night with the Thursday night special. I was willing to dethrone myself from being called Mr. Thursday Night. I was willing to let a lucky listener, because a lot of the hooligans, you know, they think they know everything. I was willing, if I lost last night, to let a listener become Mr. Thursday Night. How about that? I put it out there for the world to see, and I was that confident in this pick last night that I was ready to give it all up. All of the accolades, all the fame that has come with being Mr. Thursday Night, I was ready to say, hey, a listener can now make my picks every Thursday night. If I got the Detroit Lions thing wrong, I said Lions by two or cover two, 34-20. Are the Lions the real deal? Are we starting to buy into the hype a little bit? 3-1. And they absolutely ran away with this game. It wasn't really competitive throughout. Jordan Love came back down to earth. And the Lions, you got to start putting some respect on their name. Going on the road against a rival. How about Jared Goff? I mean, again, not an amazing game by him, but just for the most part efficient. Was I crazy to go out on that limb last night, Angel? Throw it to a listener if I fail Thursday night? Because I was 0-3. It was must-win time. Hail Mary time for me.
I don't think it was crazy.
You kind of wanted to see it, didn't you? You wanted to see how this was going to play out.
Something different.
Yeah.
Change it up a bit.
Yeah, but I got it. Nailed it. So now we'll never know.
And I've been on the Lions for a while, so.
Like, how high are you on the Lions?
I felt pretty high about them in the offseason. I thought they could be a playoff team, maybe win their division.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, it's the same old Lions.
No, it's not the same old
Lions. We'll see. We'll see.
Mufasa spoke to them, and they are now the kings of Pride Rock.
David Montgomery might be the king of Pride Rock.
Well, it needs to be Jahmyr Gibbs, because he got me no fantasy points yesterday.
He didn't get you anything? Should have got you something. He had 40 yards.
Not nearly as much as Montgomery got me.
Well, here's what I love about this. Not even the 121 and three touchdowns.
Give me 12 points.
Do you have Montgomery on your team?
No.
No. 32 carries, Angel. That's what you're supposed to do with a running back that you value and think is talented.
That's unheard of.
Javonte Williams hasn't carried the ball more than 15 times this season. 32 carries, 121 yards, and three touchdowns. Just a night for him. Averaging about 4 yards per carry. You're going to win a lot of football games if you can do that. Detroit gets the dub. All right. You know what? Quickly, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. How about the Rockies last night? Rockies just, you know what? They're not going to go quietly into the night. They get a dub, one of their biggest wins over the Dodgers. Yeah, it was good to see, man. I mean, bats were flying for this team. Just going crazy. I don't know, you know, ultimately, but they win 14-5, Angel. Just a crazy situation for the Rockies. 14-5. Good for them. The
Two
bad.
Two games to 60.
You know what?
2 games to 60.
Yeah.
You can get them.
Yeah. I mean, it was nuts, dude. Doyle driving in 4 runs. He was a triple shy of the cycle as the Rockies win this thing. Good for them. I'm going to say the bad today. Obviously, the good is Henry Blackburn and Travis Hunter getting together. You saw that video, probably. They're bowling, hanging out, buddies. Cool. There were still some really nasty responses to that, though. Still a bunch of fans, primetime people that are like, you're still a thug and still a terrible guy.
Oh, he's better than me. I wouldn't have done that. Okay, you feel good about yourself that you got that tweet out there?
It's a football game. Guys hit guys. And the other thing I'm going to say is the bad is like the response is like all Travis Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all, hey, good for Travis Hunter. Don't know.
It's like, I got wronged by somebody, so I'm going to film myself apologizing.
It was good to do it. It was good to do it. Mm-hmm. It was great to do it.
Sure.
That's the responsible thing. Yet, there are still primetime fans that are like, just did nothing. Just absolutely did nothing. He's a terrible person because of a hit. A late hit that he got penalized for. And that's, you're going to go to your grave with Henry Blackburn as a terrible guy. But I liked it. Good for them, man. They could have kept this going. They could have kept using this as fire and venom, but Travis Hunter, and again, Primetime did a good job with this too, but good for Henry Blackburn, because everything I heard was that he was going through it, man. But when Primetime spoke out, when Travis Hunter spoke out, certainly helped, and then I think the bowling thing was good. Here's the ugly, Angel.
Is that in Boulder or Fort Collins?
I gotta be in Boulder, right?
Or somewhere in the middle.
Travis is coming up to Fort Collins, isn't he?
I'll say, hey, let's meet in Longmont or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Which bowling alley was it? Do we know?
Well,
that would have been an interesting thing to go
that's
to.
That's what I'm curious about. Where was this meeting at?
Had to be
neutral.
Well,
site.
Henry's folks live in Boulder.
Oh, okay.
So it's probably in Boulder. He probably just stayed there.
Hmm.
That's a good thing, but it's still bad that some of you are freaking out. Here's my ugly. Rick George, athletic director for CU, had to send a letter to the fans.
Boo, no fun.
Getting after the fans a little bit. I'm going to read some of this. I don't read it all, but... We want to remind you of our expectations of fan conduct during games. We expect all of our fans to refrain from vulgar language, verbal or physical abuse, underage drinking, and overall intoxication. This type of conduct will not be tolerated, and a bunch of different things. Law enforcement could get involved. In addition, I ask you to, Angel, you'll love this, to refrain from entering the field after games. Although rushing the field has long been a college football tradition in recent years, many schools and conferences are cracking down on the practice. So my tight-knit brewing poll question of the day, are you a fan of rushing the field? And does Rick George really not want them to rush the field, or was that more of a putting it out there so people see that I'm telling you not to, but wink, wink, still rush the field? CU beats USC this weekend, they're rushing the field. They are absolutely rushing the field. You hate rushing the field.
I don't hate it. I'm just not a fan of it. I don't like it. You know, it happens. It's whatever. But it's like my biggest thing is just the safety of the players. And as Rick George just said there, like the players, the staff, other people, you know, field people, cheerleaders, Ralphie people, whoever's on the field,
mm-hmm.
Their job is to get out of there. And for security reasons, it's easy to manage 60, 70 people on a football field because you know where everyone is. When there's thousands of people there, you have no idea what's going on.
Dude, Buffs fans don't know how to handle this success.
They don't.
They don't understand. Here, Rick George finished with this. Unfortunately, after both of our first two home games, we received an inordinate number of complaints regarding fan conduct, especially the student conduct. After both of our home game victories, students and fans rushed the field. Such conduct is unacceptable. And I ask you to please refrain from such behavior for any future events.
So I looked it up because I know some schools and conferences will fine programs for doing this. Mm-hmm. I know in the SEC, the first fine is up to $100,000. Second is $250,000. And any time after that is $500,000.
Wow.
So when you think, that oh, it's just having fun on the field. No, you're costing your school money every time you do this. And yeah, they have the money to pay it off, but that's $100,000 that you're losing. Because you ran on the field.
I'm lukewarm on rushing the field. I don't really care about it that much, but it is, it's a weird look when you're doing it all the time. But I guarantee you, if CU beats USC this weekend, they will rush the field. We got the Lawnster on the line. What's up, Lawnster? Haven't heard from you in a while, man.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going pretty good. It's Friday. We're feeling good. We got Football Friday presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza coming up. So it's a happy day around here.
You know what? And I'm looking forward to a game tonight, too.
What do you got? Oh, we got Loveland tonight, huh? Loveland and Erie, is that right?
Yeah, that's been played at Erie.
Okay. All right. You going to that game?
No, a friend of mine wants to go to the Thompson Valley game. He has a granddaughter that's on the cheerleading squad.
Oh, there you go. Heck yeah.
So he likes to go watch his daughter cheer a little bit.
We got Timnath and University tonight.
This ought to be an interesting game.
Should be interesting, for sure. That facility in Timnath is beautiful, Lawnster.
Yeah. Do they still have a press box up there, or do you have to do it from the stand?
I don't know. Hopefully the guys can figure... Bruce has got to figure that out. I don't know where... They may be broadcasting from a roof somewhere. I don't know. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
What's on your mind?
Hey, on this stand, on the fan storming thing?
Yeah.
I don't like it myself.
Yeah, but even in rare occasions, do you like it? Like,
no.
What if CU wins the Pac-12 championship this year, if they can even get in there?
I think it's like the first week of December.
Yeah. You good with Storm in the Field then?
No.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Lonster, what's for lunch today?
Hey, I'm having pizza and pizza rolls.
Pizza and pizza rolls?
Yep.
Man, you are pizza-ing it up today, Lonster.
Yes, I am. It's gonna taste good no matter what.
It sounds delicious. You're making me hungry, man. Save me one.
Well, you know what? Come on. Why don't you bring your show over here and we'll have a party.
We'll just do we'll do the show live from your backyard.
You know what? I think we can do that.
We could get a sponsor on that. You know, a special lunch with Lonnie kind of deal. We could do that.
Yeah. Okay. Sponsored by. Let's put Crazy Carl's in there too.
You get the pizza and the pizza rolls from Crazy Carl's, and boom, we've got a ball game.
You know what? That sounds like a deal to me. You know?
Lonster, appreciate the call, man.
Hey, you guys have a good weekend.
You too, man. 17 minutes after the hour, we got Eric Lacroix coming up. Talk a little hockey with us. It's a big one. Colorado Grit rocking and rolling tonight. Second home stint of the season for them. Going up against the Odessa Jackalopes. I just saw Bob. Angel, you got to meet Bob? Bob is, dude, that guy has the energy. He has the energy that you need when you're trying to grow this program throughout Northern Colorado. The Colorado Grit. You want to give some tickets away? Let's give tickets away for tonight. I just need your email address. Colorado Grit. And you're emailing these over, I guess, right? Yeah, that's happening. Okay. I was like, Tanner's gone. He checked out 8 weeks ago. So we got Colorado Grit tickets. Let's go caller number 4 on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. You guys got to get out.
I'll be there.
You going tonight, man. You're getting the hookup, though.
Apparently.
You got the pass and everything.
Lanyard.
Yeah, you got a lanyard?
In the media world, when you get a lanyard for something, it's like a big deal.
It means that you've kind of arrived at this stage. So you're going to be enjoying that. I saw they got a new, Megatron TV thing in the corner?
Jumbotron.
Wow. Dude, get behind this team. They're bringing really cool things to Greeley and the Northern Colorado area. Caller 4, 970-353-1310. You'll get a pair of tickets if you're caller number 4 on our First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. Eric Lacroix, former Colorado Avalanche. We're going to talk to him coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Scores, interviews, and more. Preps Rewind with Mike Danson. Saturdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. Big night tonight coming up in Greeley with the Colorado Grit going at it against the Odessa Jackalopes. Let me get that right. Make sure we're good there. This is going to be fun, man. So I just talked to Bob this morning. It is growing like wildfire right now. It's so much fun to see this in our area. Joining me now, Eric Lacroix, former Colorado Avalanche, now working with the Colorado Grit, of course. Eric, my man, always appreciate catching up with you, my friend.
Great to be here, and it's exciting. Like you said, there's Avalanche hockey, you know, around Colorado right now. But like you just mentioned, the Grit is back home tonight, which is awesome. And after being gone for a couple weeks, and hey, if you are excited about hockey, get down there tonight. It's gonna be awesome.
Bob was just showing me a picture too of the new the Jumbotron in the corner there at the ice house. I mean, this is getting to be big time. People from all over the area, not just Colorado, are coming out to watch some Grit hockey.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm just right now at the Avs practice facility and Family Sports. Right, the Avalanche are on the ice, and I swear I'd be lying if I didn't run into 20 people right now that, you know, said they were going to get in their car this afternoon and get downtown to Greeley, get a little bit of food across the street, wherever it is, at the Cow, the Grit, or whatever, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Tacos, or and then get to the game. So I mean, like you said, it's awesome. People are excited here in Colorado, and it's kind of exciting to see that the Northern American Hockey League is now in our state, and the kids have been really excited, and they love being in front of the fans at the Greeley Ice House. That's for sure. Like it was a couple weeks ago, it was electric.
Eric, are you surprised at how quickly it's catching hold? Because I, like you said, I'm hearing from people all the time that are like, "Yeah, I went and checked them out on that first weekend. I'm going to go every single home game." Are you shocked at how quickly folks are picking up the Colorado Grit?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say shocked. I mean, I would say it's exciting, you know, because it's such a great product. And then, like you said, Bob Bowden and his vision and David Clarkson, you know, to bring an NHL team to the area is obviously coming into its own right now. So it's been great. Obviously, I'm biased. You're biased. Hockey's the greatest sport, I mean, for me. And it's the greatest sport that you can watch live. I always say that. Like, once you go watch a live hockey game, you're hooked. You know, it's a little different. And I'm not saying that going to watch football is not interesting. I'm saying once you walk into an arena, especially on a smaller setting, not ball arena, but the Greeley Ice House, then you're up close. You see that it is your own, you know, Colorado team, obviously Northern Colorado City at Greeley, and a team you can call your own. It's very up close and personal to the ice. And those guys are world-class junior hockey players. Like we've talked about before, they're guys from around the globe, right? It's not just, Americans, there's Canadians, there's Europeans. It's a high-end hockey, and it's exciting. It's fun, and, you know, Moomoo's going to be in attendance tonight, so it's kind of fun. Kids love it to go see Moomoo, the mascot, so very fun times, and yeah, I'm very excited about the success that they've had so far, absolutely.
You're right, though. There is something about going to a hockey game, being there in person, that you don't get with any other sport. And going to Avalanche games, I remember one time, Eric, I was a little guy, and my dad's like, you know what? And I grew up in Eastern Colorado. My dad's like, we're going to drive 3.5-4 hours. We're just going to go. We're going to get tickets when we get there. We got lucky somehow and got like three rows behind. I think you guys were playing Calgary at the time, and we got lucky, and we were three rows behind Calgary's bench. And I'm telling you, man, that was a memory there. A puck flies over, gets close to my brother. He almost gets a puck. It was absolutely wild going to a game, and it makes you a fan for life if you go to one hockey game in person.
Absolutely, and especially that I do believe we're so lucky right now, and I call that the I-25 corridor. You know, you got CC and Air Force. We're talking about hockey, you know, CC and Air Force, and then you get down there, and then you have obviously University of Denver, and then you got the Avalanche. Now you're talking age, and then you got the Colorado Eagles age. Something was missing, you know what I mean, for someone, scouts or people, hockey fans. You come around, it's what a great experience to come down and watch an NHL hockey, you know, juniors game, a college game or an NHL game or an American Hockey League game on any given night. It's pretty amazing. I think it's great for the kids from the region, too, to see that you don't have to leave the state to, leave your house, leave your state to go to a different state to play hockey, continue your career. So it's kind of a nice path here with the youth hockey. You've done some great job over the years here developing youth hockey in the Colorado area. And then now you got something that you can go and aspire to play for the Grit one day. I think it's awesome. And like you said, it just starts by going to one game, then you get hooked and you get excited. I'll say it again. It's the greatest sport to watch live, and what a great opportunity to have like a night like tonight to go watch the Grit versus Odessa at the Ice House.
7:15 tonight against Odessa, and then tomorrow afternoon, 3:45. So I know fans are getting excited about this, looking forward to it. Hockey season is all over the place. We got, as you mentioned, the Avs are in the preseason mode, kind of like right in the middle of that schedule. Eric, what have you taken away from the Colorado Avalanche so far, you know, looking at their last few preseason games?
Well, I'm actually very excited to see where they're at. I do believe they're going to be a force to be reckoned with this season. I think they're well rested. A lot of the fact, you know, a lot of whatever news was made last year, they were tired against, you know, the Kraken. Hey, hats off to the Kraken. They were outstanding. But the Avs were worn out. They had a short summer the year before. They were battered. They were injured. They didn't have the lineup that they're going to ice here in a couple weeks as the opening night in LA. I do believe they're a better team than last year. I would say that, you know, at least 40-50% of, you know, the sort of so-called experts out there will pick them to win the Stanley Cup. I do believe they're going to get there. I do believe they come out of the West. I love what they did with Miles Wood and Thomas Tatar and Ross Colton. This team is better than they were last year. I do believe that they're probably better than they were when they won the Cup. I do believe they're better in net with Georgiev. Yes, Gabe Landeskog is, you know, is a hole. But I do believe that, you know, if Ryan Johansson can work out there as your big number two center, you know, where we saw a little bit of a hole there last year, I do believe that, you know, they found the pieces to make it work. And I think they're going to have an outstanding season. And I think it shows right now, every day at Family Sports here, they're on the ice and, you know, they're working on stuff. You can see it in their eyes. Guys like McKinnon, McCarr, obviously McCarr's back now, was just dealing with a little bit of a nagging, lower body injury, but, you can see Rantanen and all the big boys are eager to go. They want to show that they want to get back to that winning, you know, get to the summit like they did, you know, two seasons ago. And you can see it in their eyes, and they're really excited. You can see it in the way they practice and the way they attack, you know, the day each and every morning. It's been great to watch.
Eric Lacroix joining us on our First Advantage Hotline. You mentioned Miles Wood and Ross Colton, too. I'm really excited to see how they fit in with this roster.
Well, you know, if you look at it, I you know, some people are, you know, talking about Miles Wood, for example, you know, six-year term. They didn't like the term. You know, he's in the twos. I'm talking about $2 million plus. I love the addition. And a lot of people will say, well, yeah, but you know what? All he does is he skates fast. And, hey, listen, he's a big body. He'll defend his teammates. He can play in your top nine. He's one of the fastest guys in the league. Fans are going to love him. And I do agree. I mean, if he had all the package of he'd be making McKinnon money. I mean, that you know what I mean? So somewhere, yeah. Somehow, he fits a role, and it's a question of fit. He's a great fit here in Colorado, something they were missing. And if you look at Ross Colton, you're talking about an annoying presence on the ice. This guy plays hard. He plays the right way. 200-foot game, plays, you know, can play 15 minutes, can play 20 minutes. He's going to pop in the second power play unit. Got to be face-off guy for the Avalanche. They're way more suited in the Avalanche lineup. I'm talking about Wood, Colton. And now you add Thomas Tatar, that I thought was a tremendous pickup last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, at the price that he comes in at. And now you're talking about guys that are fitting in well. You're talking about probably a third line right there to start the season. They're starting to mesh in practice. Who knows where Coach Bednar and Prater and Ray Bennett are going to, you know, decide where the guys fit. But right now, if you look at it, they're probably going to start the season together. And that's what makes the Avalanche this year probably lethal, because you're going to have to play against those guys that are not fun to play against. And then you have to worry about, you know, Rantanen, McCarr, obviously, you know, Mac. You know, you're talking about elite world-class players. So I think they're well-built. They're stronger in the middle. They're deeper up front. And a guy like Georgiev that was really shown last year that he was shown to be, you know, a number one in this league, and he's only going to get better this season.
Well, Georgiev's an interesting one, too. Seeing him get that opportunity to take over, you know, joining the Avalanche and being the guy, I'll be really curious to see how kind of year two looks for him, as he's no doubt more comfortable with his role with the Avs.
I love the pickup. I would say, what was it, two-thirds or 2 seconds and a third or whatever it was, or two-thirds as a trade. I thought it was one of the best trades the last 5 years in the NHL. I'm not saying, you know, that to pump, you know, C-Mac and Joe's tires and the whole scouting staff, but it was a great pickup. This guy showed that he can play. He's comfortable. He talks to the media after every game. And it's sometimes, you know, with different native tongue, it's not the easiest thing to do, but this guy was there front and center last year, whether it was a loss or a win. I think he was excited to show that, you know, he is the number one in this league. I wasn't too familiar with him. You know, obviously he was in New York, and you're like, yeah, it's fine, you know, whatever. But my son, Max, obviously plays with the Grit, right? You know, a big fan of Georgi. I was telling him, you know, you're going to love this guy. He's so technical. And he was right. He's right. Like, he came in, he put the pressure on himself to show, like, you know, the Avalanche, they were right for going to get him. And he wanted to show everybody that, you know, in New York, for example, they're wrong for letting him go. So he played a little bit with a chip on his shoulder, but he was outstanding. And I do believe, looking at him right now, these last few weeks, he looks even more comfortable than last year. And, you know, not to take anything away from Darcy Kemper, you know, that took them to the promised land, you know what I mean? But I do believe that I saw something last week, like a top 10 list of goalies in the NHL, and Georgiev wasn't on it. I was like, you got to be kidding me. For me, the top 10 goalie, hands down, in the National Hockey League, and you got to prove it again even more this year.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see, get to regular season mode, October 11th. A couple of preseason games to go here. Eric, how did you view the preseason? I mean, were you kind of like, okay, first game, pumped up, let's go. But as you kind of get to it, what are there, six or so preseason games? Did you get to the point where you're like, all right, enough of this. We need to get into regular season mode.
Yeah, I think for the staff, it's I think six is a decent number. This seems like Montreal to play 10 and no, you got to remember the gate's so big there in Canada, Toronto, Montreal. I mean, the gate revenue. So they want those games. But I do believe it gets a little bit redundant. I think six is a decent number. Here, coaches are, you know, the first couple games they'll give guys that, you know, eventually are going to probably start the season in Loveland like a look. And they want, you know, it's an audition for them to show the coaching staff that, you know, what they can do and what they are when there's a need for call-ups or so on. But as a player, if you're talking about MacKinnon, Rantanen, you know, they probably want, like, you know, honestly, I think 2 to 3 is like a big number. You know, these guys work so hard in the summer nowadays that, you know, there used to be that old saying, you come to training camp to get in shape. Nowadays, these guys come to training camp, they're in the best shape of the season. I mean, it's outstanding. Those guys are world-class athletes, and NHL is more, you know, a 12-month season, where back then it was more like a 10-month season, right? You know, you just kind of got away in the summer and went fishing and golfing, and it's a different world, but the guys are ready to go. I would say guys like MacKinnon, and, you know, two games and they're good to go, and let's go, let's drop the puck, let's play for real. But for other guys, the more they get in there, the more they have a chance to show the coaching staff that, you know, what they can do, and it's a big audition for them. But you got to remember, coaches are, like, probably eager right now. Like, what are they, have 3 games? Now there's 3 left. And now Bednar and company are probably wanting to put, like, ice a better lineup and ice more, like, real combination line combinations and you know, give goalies full games. Like, I think Eustace played the full game last night. But, you know, Georgiev will probably play the full game here Sunday. You know what I mean? And then get yourself in the rhythm. But, I mean, Joe Sakic back then, if I'm using old-timers, you know, Joe probably needed 1 game. Like, oh, that's all I need. That's cool. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, and there's pigeons like my son. So I'm like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I need a few more. You know what I mean? And you get to play more. You get to play more situations. So you don't mind those exhibition games, you know, so preseason games. So, but, yeah, it's each their own. But you're right. It gets a little bit old. And all of a sudden you want to get down to your numbers as a coaching staff, right? They want to get down to their – as close to the 23-man roster to get everybody going. And obviously to start the season on the road, which is nice. They're going to get some bonding time together. There's always some new guys like we just talked about, whether it's, you know, Tatar, Wood, Ross, Colton, and, you know, guys like that. And they get acclimated to the team. It's easier to do on the road where you have nothing to do except to be together, play some cards and, you know, go to eat and, you know, just kind of relax at the hotel and have some fun together and kind of bond. And, you know, that's why I love their schedule. I love the fact that they're starting on the road and then, you know, going to come home. And I know a lot of people are excited to see Bedzie. I know a couple guys on the Grit that are really excited to see Bedzie. Connor Bedard in Chicago. I mean, obviously at Ball Arena for the Habs home opener.
Oh, man, I love picking your brain a little bit, talking hockey. You're also doing, we work well with the folks over at DNVR, Eric. You're going to be doing stuff with them, too. So, I mean, you're in the know. I mean, you are constantly talking hockey, man. Absolutely. So talk to us a little bit about what you're going to be doing with DNVR.
Yeah, DNVR, I just work with them. It's awesome. Great group of, obviously, All City Sports have done an unbelievable job. They're obviously opened the market, right, in Philadelphia last month. And Chicago last year, Phoenix 2 years ago. Brendan Spano and company have got a great vision for the company, and obviously I was honored to jump in on the Abs, the DNVR Abs beat, which has Rudo, Megan, and AJ that have been fantastic for a few years, working so hard. And I never realized, honestly, until I jumped on board with those guys, how much respect they have throughout the hockey community. People respect their work. Those guys really take pride in their work. They work hard. They dig. They make sure that their analysis is spot on. And like I said, they're respected journalists in the community. And then me jumping on more as an analyst with them, as a former player type deal. It's been great. They've opened, welcomed me with open arms, and it's been fantastic. We were in Vegas last week covering the rookies, and it's a great bonding trip. And like I said, I couldn't be happier right now. Those guys, covering the Avs beat with the NVR have been nothing short of spectacular.
I love it, man. Who better to talk Avalanche hockey than Eric Lacroix? And again, tonight, Colorado Grit, Odessa Jackalopes going at it 7:15 in Greeley. Eric, my man, always appreciate you, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
Call me anytime, my man.
Eric Lacroix. He's with DNVR, too, so if you want more. I mean, this guy is such a good dude, but and it's funny talking to, like, the Grit players. They constantly are hanging around him. They are picking his brain left and right. Colorado Grit, amazing hockey, going at it tonight against Odessa, 7:15 at the Greeley Ice House. 39 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. Glad you guys could be with us here on this Friday. We got Football Friday coming up, thanks to Crazy Carl's Pizza. Did you make your picks yet, Angel? You gonna do that in the final hour of the show?
Made all but two.
Yeah, because you guys do it differently on Good Morning NoCo. You guys are throwing preps games in. You don't touch Wyoming and Air Force, do you? Mm-hmm. No, you leave those alone. So you got to bring that. You gotta talk about Air Force and Wyoming coming up this weekend. Some interesting games. CSU should probably be a blowout, I would imagine. No?
It should, but
Utah
I wouldn't
Tech?
Put it past them to struggle a little
Ooh.
Bit. Just a little bit.
Oh, you struggle. I mean, can't lose.
Just a little bit.
If they struggle a little bit, it'll be scary.
Starts off 7-7. Maybe it just starts off.
Have people freaking out a little bit?
Yeah, maybe Utah Tech, they get a little kick return and say, hey, here we go. I got a game.
Well, I think it's going to be a blowout, and Clay Millen might actually get to play.
Oh.
I wonder what's going to happen with Clay. You know, I love Clay, love his dad. We were doing a radio program here, as you guys know. And once he kind of got wind that he was going to be the backup, he, and I just want this to get out there, he approached us and said, hey, I'm kind of pulling out of all my NIL stuff and radio and all that stuff. So that, those of you wondering, that's what happened. I've had people asking. But now we got Jack Howell taking over. Jack Howell's a good dude. I expect him to have a nice game coming up on Saturday afternoon. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Are you a fan of storming the field? That is our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Mike says, I've done it twice, but in today's world, I say no. Guy says, no, it's dumb. It breaks the flow of the game. Well, it'll be after the game.
I stormed a basketball court once.
So you're good with that?
Yeah. I mean, that's a little smaller venue. Like, my biggest thing is just the safety and that number of people. Anything could happen, and it's hard to control it and keep it calm. Basketball court, it was when UNC won their CIT tournament. Their little, like, lower tier tournament.
Yeah.
We stormed the court after that game.
Was there a lot of people storming?
Yeah. It was a sold-out crowd that night.
Yeah? And went nuts?
Yeah.
Sonny says, if you asked me when I was 20, I would say yes. I think they should have fun. The problem with all that, though, too, is like all the stuff going on with Henry Blackburn and you're getting death threats and stuff.
Yeah.
That's when you start to worry about this a little bit more.
And like the losing team, they're just trying to shake hands with the coach and get to the locker room.
Yeah.
And they got to go through a swarm of people that are booing them and spitting on them and doing all kinds of stuff to them.
Did Buffs fans storm the field when they beat CSU, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's scary to me because we all saw the aftermath. Henry's getting death threats. You think people were trying to track him down?
Probably.
Running at him, saying stuff, who knows?
Anybody on that CSU team, sure.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not like a fan. You know, I don't boo. I don't get crazy. I don't storm field. I don't do that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I guess I get it if you want to do it, but it's just not my thing.
When you do it every single time, it's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, do it when you, like, if CU wins
like,
the Pac-12 championship.
When Tennessee did it last year to Bama, that was a big deal because they hadn't beaten Bama in like 18 years or something. So, like, yeah, that was huge. Do it there. But not every week.
So you're saying do
it
when it really matters.
If it's a magnitude of, like, a game that's you just shouldn't win or you haven't beat this team in a long time.
Yeah.
If you beat USC, don't storm the field.
Oh, well,
you're unranked. No, you are like 26th out of 25.
They'll storm it. They beat USC, they'll storm it. Even though Rick George put out a nice little letter. His fans are getting nasty, it sounds like. And it's not just to the students, but it's to all the fans.
I've had several experiences at Folsom with students.
Just bad?
Yeah. They're just...
Did you go to the UNC game?
I did. Both of them.
How'd they treat you there?
UNC? The adults were, you know, cordial, nice. The students were rather rude.
Yeah, they're interesting.
You know, I was still a student at the time when I went to those games, so it was like, you know, I was wearing a UNC shirt, and they're like, oh, why'd you go to that school? You're stupid. I'm like, come on, man.
That's not even nice trash. That's not even
going to pick on us.
That's like, not good trash talk either.
Pick on the little guy. That's no fun.
Yeah, when I went, I was talking mainly adults, though. You know, they were all like, hey, yeah, that was McCaffrey. It was his first game, I think, and it's like, hey, we're excited to see what McCaffrey can do. You know, good luck to you guys the rest of the season. That's what I experienced. Beginner's luck says, don't storm it. Make it look like you're expecting to win.
It's not like you haven't been there before, Buffs fans. Prime fans probably haven't, but Buffs fans, you have. Remember the 90s.
Yeah, but none of these people that are at these games have been there.
No.
The students there.
Talk to your parents.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me about the 90s Buffaloes.
They don't know. You know what they're like? Like Tanner, he doesn't know how to handle success. Remember how critical he was of the Nuggets? I hate that I'm giving him crap while he's gone because he can't defend himself, but that's even better. You know, he's critical of the Nuggets in the same.
It's Mike Malone on the hot seat.
Oh, and Joker's not a dog and all that stuff.
Did
remember
we trade
that?
Jamal Murray?
Remember that?
Yeah.
And then on the other side of his mouth, he's like, the Rockies are going to go to the playoffs. And it's like, wait. He didn't know how to handle success. He didn't know what to do with it. The Nuggets were so good, he didn't know what to do. That's what Buffs fans are. They don't know what to do with this. They have no idea. They're running around like crazy and yelling at people and making death threats and doing silly stuff. Like they don't know what's going on. Now, not all Buffs fans are making death threats. Let me be clear. Very rare, probably very small
but
group
all those
of jerk
that made
faces.
Death threats were Buffs fans.
That's true. You are definitely a Buffs fan. Made those threats. 11:50 the time. Let's take a short break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
You want high school football? You've come to the right place. High school football on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
A Monday warrior, mean strike. Today's Tom Sawyer,
It is a football Friday here. All in on football at 1 o'clock, thanks to Crazy Carl's Pizza. We're looking at big games for CU, of course. UNC Bears hosting Weber State this weekend. See if they can get their first win of the season and Ed Lamb's first win as the head coach of the UNC Bears. Broncos, if there ever was a must win, this is certainly it. Big time. No question about it. They have to win. It is fire sale time if they lose to Chicago. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Are you a fan of rushing the field? Because apparently CU fans are going a little crazy. Primetime put together a little message for the fan base. Are they listening? Here's what Deion Sanders had to say.
Hey, fans, first of all, we got the best fans in the nation, but this is what I need from you. right, let's keep the peace. Let's keep the joy. Let's keep the love. And let's keep the respect. We don't want you to engage in any ignorant activities. Don't get into it with the opposing fans. Let's be us. Let's have pride. Let's have dignity. And let's respect ourselves even before we respect others, okay? I love you. I appreciate you. I want you to cheer your butt off. But I don't want you to get into nothing foolish because I need you. And I need your love. And I'm going to give it right back to you. God bless you.
I mean, what do you think of this, man? Like, I get it. You're crazy about Prime. You're crazy about what you're seeing with the Buffs. But Rick George, Primetime, they're kind of trying. They're really doing what they can to get this campaign out. Hey, Buffs fans, calm the crap down.
Well, this is the kind of stuff that for a fan base that's growing or being revitalized, you want to get in front of it so it doesn't become a stereotype.
Yes.
You don't want to become Philly fans or Raider fans or crazy football fans that get in fights in stadiums for some reason. Have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Drink if you want. You can. Just be safe.
Yeah. It's getting
everyone's trying to have fun watching a football game.
It's getting a little crazy, man. It's getting a little crazy. All right. Lunch Rush coming up. We'll get to some of the big stories surrounding the sports world. Matt Mummy going to join us. Colorado State quarterback's coach, offensive genius. We'll talk to him a little bit later on in the program. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.